From the great state of Texas and beautiful. From the great state of Texas and beautiful Honey Grove, Texas. It's the Richard Show with your host, Richard Davey. And it's now. Hey, this is Richard. I wanted to let you know that today is one of the most important days for me because this is the first day I've been on the air again for the new year. And wanted to bring you some of the top stories that I believe affect your life. And one of the things that you will get from this show, a little intro, is the truth. And that is based on what facts are. So often today, the truth is twisted by behavioral psychologists and people that want to change the way you think and the way you want to live your life. Helping you understand things in a way, or they're trying to lead you into thinking a different way of thinking that might be contrary to what you believe, but, you know, they say a lie told often enough eventually becomes the truth. And so one of the stories I wanted to bring to today, and we're all about stories at The Richard Show, I believe that that's what people connect with. I believe that's what we all connect with, that we need, whether it's the stories biblically that we read, whether some would say or discount that that's, you know, something that happened 3,000 years ago or not. The truth is, in the end, it affects our lives still today, and it gives us a history and a story of mankind and a behavior of mankind that both is good and bad. Which really the life, our life is full of, isn't it? And so today I wanted to share a story with you that what I want to call on the anatomy of the smear on a author that is becoming or has become a well-known author throughout the land named David Barton. He wrote a book called The Jefferson Lies. I bought it, whatever it's been, 2-3 years ago. And one of the things that I got out of it was that a lot of what I thought I knew about Thomas Jefferson was, once again, by the behavioral psychologists and people that want to recreate history or change it to their liking and help you or make you think differently, had come out during that time and discounted the book. Well, that caused Tommy Nelson, which was the publisher of the book, to recall the book after a period of time. And one of the things that left David in a quandary on is he did all this research, and this guy is very fact-oriented, I should say. And he believed that everything in the book that he laid out, based on what the behavioral psychologists and the revisionists and the minimalists wanted to do, had changed the truth of what happened, and Jefferson's own words were changed to fit a different narrative, like we have going on today with many factions, be it the gay faction or what I call the gay Gestapo, and we'll get into a story about that today as well. I'm not opposed. My neighbors are gay. I'm not opposed to gay lifestyle. I don't agree with it, but I mean, if that's what they want to do, man, I mean, that's their business. And I don't believe that our government has a place to dictate both to heterosexual and homosexual and any other group that comes along their beliefs. And that's effectively what they're trying to do, is legislate once again. Didn't we learn anything from Prohibition? Legislating human behavior. That's not anything that we can do. We learned that from Prohibition, which was when they tried to control in the 20s the alcohol availability. And what they found out is people are going to find a way to get it. That's just the way it is. You know, it's like kind of like the war on drugs today. How many billions and billions and billions of dollars, and how many people need to be killed, by the way, along the way, to help us realize that the billions of dollars are not necessarily helping, but really are wasted, because once again, people are going to find a way. They're going to find a way to get whatever it is they think they want, which is really, in a positive light, is a good thing, because that's what makes the capitalist system work in a lot of ways. And you know, one of the things that you have to realize with the capitalist system is you have free will. You have the ability to go out, create things that other people want, and if they truly want it and you fit a you make their life easier, then your product will sell. You know, conversely, when you look at human behavior, if you try to alter that in some way from a government standpoint, from a man standpoint, it doesn't work. And people die, and you create an underworld, so to speak. And that's why the drug cartels are so strong today, because in essence, we're really supporting their behavior, aren't we? And they're going to find a way, in the most evil way, in the most blatant way, to find a way to get to you and I, to sell us those drugs or whatever it is that they're doing. So what happened, getting back to this story, the anatomy of a smear, David Barton contracted with an internationally known publisher, Tommy Nelson. Then the largest Christian publisher, which this part hurts a little bit because I'm a Christian, and I believe that that what they've done here was misinformed, misguided, whatever you want to call it. But then there's a deeper story that we don't know about that helps explain why it happened. Let me continue. To write the Jefferson Lives in 2011, after publications, and I'm reading this from the Black Robe Regiment, which is a website that David Barton supports and has put together, helping to bring pastors in America together to help them find unity and strength in numbers. Okay, the book almost instantly became a bestseller, appearing in the New York Times bestseller list on May 13th. But on August 9th, 2012, Tommy Nelson said in a curt email to Barton it had lost confidence in the book's detail, and withdrew it from publication, recalling tens of thousands of copies from retailers nationwide. Tommy Nelson, Vice President and publisher, called such a step extremely rare and unprecedented in his own experience. Interestingly, only a few weeks before the book was dropped, HarperCollins completed, and this is where it kind of gets interesting, completed a long-delayed takeover of Tommy Nelson. Completed a long-delayed takeover of Tommy Nelson. The president of the newly created Christian Publishing Division created it by combining Tommy Nelson and a previously acquired Zondervan, which I happen to have a Bible on CDs that a very, very dear friend of mine gave me many years ago, from Zondervan, stated that everything about the business was suddenly under review. It was talking about their business and publishing, of course. It was in this kind and circulating of conservatives attacking the Jefferson Lies, which is not, these are what we would call, I guess, in the political world, rhinos today, Republican in name only, or sheep, wolves in sheep's clothing. Tommy Nelson did not contact Barton about verifying any single fact in contention. Now, wait a minute. Isn't that something that they should have done before they proceeded forward? Shouldn't they went and fact-checked it themselves? My goodness, they're the publisher. They have, just if you're not familiar with publishing and what limited knowledge I have, as I understand it, they have a staff. When you take them a book, they don't just say, oh, yeah, we'll publish that for you. They fact-check. They have their own journalists. They have their own people that are historians on staff to go out and investigate, researchers, if you will, that will go out and investigate everything that you, or at least spot check everything, and especially some of the bigger pieces of information in the book. And so quite honestly, what happened, man? What do you mean they didn't fact check? Barton actually first learned the book had been pulled after reporters called him about it. A reporter. He gets, not from the publisher, which should, he and the publisher should have a very special relationship. Why? Because they published it, A, and B, they're making money from the deal and distributing the book. Would that not be a responsibility that really lies with Tommy Nelson? Okay, let me continue. And his publisher never confronted him about the supposed faults in the books. Okay, or book, rather, excuse me. However, there was an obvious question. If Tommy Nelson thought The Jefferson Lives was worth publishing only weeks before, what changed? Well, that's where influence in a negative way and political correctness comes in. It is unlikely there's ever been another New York Times bestseller history book pulled from the shelves of retailers nationwide because of political correctness. But that's what happened to David Barton, Jefferson Lies, 3 years ago. After the manuscript had been carefully fact-checked by one of the largest publishers in the world, backed by hard copy documentation verifying each quote, footnote, and claim, after capitulating to the most coveted of all bestseller lists, it was summarily spiked by publishers. That is, they took it off, right? And expected criticism by some who disagreed with its basic premise. This is a story of how that happened and why the book is now back in print. The Anatomy of the Smear. David Barton contracted with an internationally known publisher. We talked about that. This is just a recap of another story that I'm reading here. Tommy Nelson said with Curtin had lost confidence in the book. We know that. Interesting, only a few weeks before the book was dropped, HarperCollins completed a long-delayed takeover. So what happened? What's up with HarperCollins? Tommy Nelson did not contact Barton. We know that. To verify a single fact. However, there was an obvious question. If Nelson thought The Jefferson Lie was worth publishing only weeks before, what changed? Well, self-defined progressive critics have been hostile to Barton and his work from the beginning. The Jefferson Lies arose opposition from some ostensible Christian conservatives. Again, as a progressive writer in the Atlantic sneered, the truly good news about Barton's recent setback is that it comes from his own side, which is not true. That's what they're trying to create. This is part of what the revisionists and the lies, really, you talk about the Jefferson's lies that he's trying to reveal and tell you the truth on. Now you've got them playing with words and playing with truth once again. The truly good news about Barton and his recent setback is that it comes from his own side. That's a complete lie. Next came the Christian magazine World admitting on August 16, 2012, left-wing historians for years have criticized Barton. We haven't spotlighted those criticisms because we know the bias behind them. It is different when Christians conservatives point out inaccuracies. Thus, Tommy Nelson thought it was facing a rebellion from inside conservative ranks. But was it true? Who are the critics? The first attack, the Discovery Institute, who made headlines by charging 10 conservative Christian professors, reviewed Barton's work and addressed it negatively. But only four actually provided written responses to Barton's work. Of those, only one specializes in religion and the American founding. And his critic did not even address the book, but a video called American Godly Heritage, which is something else that David Barton has done. And if you've never heard of David Barton or you'd like to know more about him and his work, go to wallbuilders.com. That's wallbuilders.com. And you will have an opportunity to review his work and maybe if you get lucky, get this picture of his secret lair, as we call it, his library, really, of historical documents, which is nothing short of an amazing accumulation of world history in original form. It's absolutely unbelievable. Another Christian group widely promoted and leading opposition to the book was a group of ministers near Cincinnati, Ohio. However, the group known as Cincinnati Area Pastors Opposition was not driven by concern. Barton was overstating the case for Jefferson's Christianity or was somehow decrediting conservatives. But by the organization's contention, Thomas Jefferson, in President Ray McMillan's words, hated African Americans. That's not true. The group's president is credited with ongoing group to address the racist heritage of our country, which is, again, all part of the political correctness lie. They're trying to change us, trying to feed us something that's not true and not really there. But, hey, if you're not a researcher, you don't understand history, you can be easily duped, couldn't you? And the Founding Fathers. This is precisely one of the lies Barton debunks in his book. CAPS, Facebook group, that's C-A-P, Pasrias, Facebook group, largely inactive since 2013, was concerned with organizing another tone policing campaign, this one against a group called the Institute on the Constitution, urging the national religious broadcasters to drop their partnership with the group. The only person seemingly supportive of this campaign on the Facebook pages was Warren Throckmorton. Who's this guy? Throckmorton is Martin's most consistent critic. He is not a historian, but a professor of psychology. Oh, here we go, the behavioral psychologist at Grove City College, along with his colleague, Michael Coulter, you're going to hear his name, not to be confused with Ann. Although I'm not sure about her these days, a professor of humanities and political science, that's Coulter, at the same school, Throckmorton Penn, Getting Jefferson Right, an Attempted Takedown of Jefferson Lies, which appears about a month before Tommy Nelson pulls the book. So, see, they're contriving, they're revisioning history, and they're trying to take what's true, the latest truth, and bringing it to light. And of course, this truth's been laying out there if you do your history on Thomas Jefferson, but David Barton makes it convenient and puts it in a book, right? And makes it available to us, brings it back to the forefront, because so often we're barraged every day with new information that we tend to not to want to go back, or we don't go back and we don't look and dig and research and really even confirm what I'm saying today. I mean, don't take my word for it. Go to nationalblackrobeargument.com and you read it and then do your homework to verify that information if you're really interested in finding the truth. If all you want to be is fed, well, then you may or may not be getting good information. And I will constantly tell you on my show that if you want the truth, you've got to seek it. I can give you the references, and I will, but it's your job. And by the way, when you read it yourself, and this is true, I found this to be true in my own life, when you read it yourself, it becomes part of you. It becomes a more of a reality. When you take it from me, oh, some guy on the radio or some guy somewhere, or then some guy on television, you're not as credible with other people as you are when it becomes personal. So something to think about. Throckmorton is, most consistent critic, though a professor at conservative, past contributor to National Review and self-defined traditional evangelical, now this is Throckmorton they're talking about, conducts over the past few years, reveals a relentlessly negative approach towards and borderline obsession with Christian conservatives. Again, why do they have people like this doing this? Because they want to revise history. They want to change your thinking. And so I would say go to the source, because that is what I've been taught. Go to the source. Don't take anybody's word on it. Go to the source, which I will be giving you. Go to the source and find out for yourself, because that is the truth, man. That's the truth of what people want to take and dissect and change, go to the source. Read it for yourself, and when you read it, it'll be part of you, and you'll be able to explain it better to others and to your family, and that tends to shore up any potential for lies. Throckmorton has endorsed the far left Southern Poverty Law Center call for the American Family Association to be considered a hate group, characterized with the likes of neo-Nazis and Ku Klux Klan. He has described conservative pro-family groups such as the American Family Association, good organization, Americans for Truth About Homosexuality, good organization, the Family Research Council, a very good organization, Concerned Women for America and Liberty Council, another great organization, as Evangelical Culture War Complex. Again, what are they doing? They're trying to take the truth of what these people are trying to put out there and convince you that, you know, hey, man, you need to question this. Let me tell you about truth, and we all know it. It's in the pit of our stomach. When you read it and you know it, it becomes a part of you, and there's nobody that can convince you otherwise. And by the way, you're more convincing when you're sharing that information. That's why I say read it for yourself. It's very important. So the Liberty Council of Evangelical Cultural Complex only interested in as an evangelical culture war complex, only interested in the commandments, thou shalt not demonize the gays. He has even condemned former Texas Governor Rick Perry and his participation in the response and prayer gathering. The hostility to evangelicals is surprising, as Throckmorton was once seen as a key authority in the effort to help homosexuals refrain from sexual activity through counseling. This guy had his own program where he was bringing people in with behavioral problems and trying to help them of all kinds, trying to help them figure it out. And now he's flipped on us. Why? More than likely, he was either pressured to get out, they were going to sue him out of existence or make him look like an idiot, or they offered him money. Hey, buddy, you come over to our side, we'll pay you to say these things about your own people. Through counseling, he produced a documentary, I Do Exist, which showed changes impossible. Okay, he didn't do this, actually. This is another shot at Christianity and the right, I guess you would call it, and he's kind of moved to the center left. I Do Exist, which showed a change impossible for homosexuals. He was also critical when the American Psychiatric Convention canceled the dialogue on the role of religion and homosexuality at its convention. However, Throckmorton seems to have reversed his position on homosexuality. He now says he regrets the video was used as part of a culture war surrounding homosexuality. In other words, here's a guy that did his history study and of course, new information, right? New thinking. I mean, I'm all for that, providing it's fact-driven, which I think his influence is something other than that. Furthermore, he says, I now believe durable change in basic attractions is very infrequent. According to the sexual identity therapy he created, the emergence of gay identity for persons struggling with religious conflict is a possibility. Recommendations. Throckmorton has also affirmed that accepting one's homosexuality can be healthy. Finally, Throckmorton has attacked the Day of Truth, the Christian response to the Day of Silence created by homosexual activists. He has even gone so far as to republish a post that the ACLU, referring students in Gay and Lesbian Straight Education Network, a homosexual activist group, Throckmorton, has previously accused of offering a spin on the issue of whether school children should be indoctrinated to support same-sex marriage. Okay, I'm going to stop there because the rest of that is something that you can read, and I want you to consider doing that at nationalblackroberegiment.com. If you sign up for the email, you will be given support for Christian beliefs and what's truly happening in the political world that's trying to change that belief to the negative. And so moving on, and a final conclusion and thought on David Barton and Jefferson's lies, get the book. If you truly want to know what because they always want to lie to you about what he said and his belief on Christianity and all that. My goodness, the guy started a college in Virginia. It's got his hand and his name all over it. So the claim that he didn't believe in a higher power is a total and complete fabrication of the truth. But then that's what we expect from the left. Get the book, read it, and you decide. Moving on to other issues, we talk about food on this show as well. I'm passionate about the truth in food. What does that mean? I'm totally against GMOs, totally against the lie that they're spreading about GMOs and that they're trying to ban the truth and labeling on, and thank God we just beat a bill called the Dark Act a while back. Had that passed, it would have been really, really bad for us as American consumers, because what they're trying to do is keep the lie of GMOs quiet and away from us. If they don't put it on the label, you don't have the opportunity to read it and say, okay, all this stuff that they're claiming that's in this thing, all of it's man-made, and it makes no sense. So why do I want to subject my family and my body to that choice? If we knew the truth and what was in the food that we ate, 90% of the food on your shelf in every American grocery store, with the exception of the Whole Foods and the different, although you got to check them out too. Whole Foods is selling genetically modified stuff as well. What's up with that? In fact, they committed a year ago to by the end of 2016 or 17, I think it is, to have all GMOs out of the store. Well, wait a minute. You're Whole Foods, for God's sake. Are you kidding me? You represent the very idea of real food, and you're telling us that you're toying with the idea or influenced by the GMA. What's the GMA? The Grocers Manufacturer Association, one of the largest lobbyist group in Washington, D.C., that is negatively affecting our food system and supporting the chemical companies that are now in control of our food system. Hello? It's not good. It's something we have to get back to truth in food. I talk about it in great detail. I give you references every week. I will be doing that in short clips throughout our time. Today, I wanted to reintroduce the show and the idea of truth and what we're going to be talking about. Again, we talk about politics. Yeah, we get into politics too. And I'm going to give you the latest. And here's the good news. So often in this evil administration we currently have, and this has really been happening for a long time, actually, for probably 70 years, 60 years, something like that. We've seen politicians pass laws, if you will, or bills, as they call them. They pass these bills at the end of the day on Friday, some of the most negative bills and laws that you can imagine. And so I plan on giving you that information. What happens late into the night, if you will, because that seems to be, and the devil's in the detail, that seems to be when, you know, they do their best work. Fantastically. I mean, quite honestly, in the end, it's up to you and I to find these things out and then stand against it. How do we do that if we don't know about it? Or it comes out on Monday or the week after or never. And so I plan on sharing with you politics, really everything about your life, everything that affects you, religion, politics, food, everything that you need to know, economics, I'm into that as well. I want you to be informed on. So know that the Richard Show stands for truth and that it is something that we are going to build on and grow on. My classic standard is 1 hour. Today's short broadcast because I'm reintroducing and wanted to share a story. Stories, I believe, connect us. And I want to just thank you for listening to the show today. It's the end of the show. And God bless you and have a great week. See you next week.